new ABC News Ipsos poll finds that 60% of Americans disapprove of President Trump's handling of this pandemic, his worst numbers since the crisis began. The poll also finds that Black and Latino people in the United States are three times more likely to personally know someone who has died from COVID-19.
This morning on CNBC, presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden criticized President Trump's handling of the crisis, including how economic relief money is going out.
The president's response to all this has cost lives and it's cost jobs. And the way to fix the economy is get public health response correct and structure economy. What we're doing now is upside down. The bigger you are, the faster you get the money. The smaller you are, you don't get the money.
Joining us now is Rick Klein, political director at ABC News. Rick, a study out this week found that social distancing a week earlier than it happened would have saved 36,000 American lives. Tell us more about your poll that Tanya just mentioned. And is the president concerned with the election just over 5 months from now?
Yeah, another finding of the poll is that a vast majority of the country is just as concerned about contracting coronavirus as it always has been. And the president has been trying to portray things as normal, not wearing a mask, hyping unproven therapies, talking about the economic rebound. That's just not where the country is right now. And I think you see that in the numbers regarding the disproportionate impact among people of color. And I think you just see that in the general sense right now that the president's leadership has been lacking. And he had a little bump early on where it seemed like people were rallying behind a leader. But since then, the numbers have been bad. And this is a new low for him in terms of his approval rating and something that I think Republicans across the country down ballot are starting to pick up on.
Well, why is he talking about all those other things that you mentioned? Obamagate, voting by mail, firing inspectors general, and hydroxychloroquine. Why doesn't he just focus on the pandemic and the economy?
Well, I think sometimes you mistake messaging out of this president for strategy when a lot of it is just kind of gut level reaction to things. But I do think he wants this election to be about anything other than his response to coronavirus and where the country is right now. He wants to change the channel. He wants people to be focused on different things. And it's a big gamble because I think on the other side, you see Joe Biden, who if anything, has just redoubled his messaging around COVID-19, has tried to incorporate other aspects of the argument he's making to voters into the response and say, look at what it's highlighting, these inequalities, the unequal impact this has had on people. This is the defining issue in Joe Biden's view. And of course, that's how voters are living their lives right now, it would seem. It would appear, though, that Donald Trump has a different play. He thinks that the economy will be on the mend and that he can make this election a choice between him and a Biden that he begins to define, as opposed to a referendum on his presidency and on his response to this.
Well, and Biden has been criticized by members of the Trump campaign for sort of laying low, staying in his house in Delaware. Although if you look at the polls, in many cases, that does appear to be working for him. And then comes this morning. Biden was on the popular New York radio show, The Breakfast Club, and the host, Charlemagne the God, pressed Biden on whether his running mate would be a Black woman. Because Charlemagne the God said Black voters saved Biden's candidacy in the South Carolina primary. He also said he was skeptical of Biden's record. And then this happened in the interview.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions. But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't Black.
So a lot of reaction to this on social media, certainly. Rick, what's been the fallout and what's at stake for Biden here?
Well, there's immediate outrage among Republicans, including some Black Republicans who say no white man can tell me where to vote and that I'm not Black because I happen to be a Republican. I think more broadly, it plays into concerns about Biden because of how gaffe-prone he is and his tendency to put his foot in his mouth. And I think beyond that, he knows that his constituency of diverse voters, Black voters in particular, are critical to his candidacy. Now, maybe this goes away because he picks a Black running mate or just because there are such good feelings about him. But this is a tone-deaf comment at best. His campaign is saying it was meant in jest, but the words themselves are pretty stark and pretty bad, and I think it's an unforced error by a campaign that has tried to keep the candidate a bit under wraps, and I think this is one of the concerns about having Joe Biden go out there is that things like this happen, and I think this one could have some real consequences in terms of the news cycle for the next few days.
Well, and what are the consequences, just briefly, for his vice presidential pick? Does this matter when it comes to who he's going to pick?
frankly, I think it boxes him in a bit more because there's going to be more scrutiny on picking a woman of color. He's already said he's only going to consider women. They're the only ones on his short list. And he said he's got multiple African-American women. But I think the idea of diversity on this ticket becomes more important with comments like this. And I think this is going to be a very closely watched move by the Biden campaign. And I wonder if he just limited his own flexibility in terms of who he chooses.
That is Rick Klein, political director for ABC News. Rick, thanks as always.
Hey, thank you.